You're listening to a recording from the Roger Smith Hotel in anticipation of the upcoming Roger Smith Hotel Cookbook Conference taking place February 7th through 9th, 2013.
I'm Andy Smith, one of the organizers for the Roger Smith Cookbook Conference scheduled for February 7th through 9th here at the Roger Smith Hotel on Lexington Avenue. My co-host is Katie Kiefer. Katie?
Thanks, Andy. Yes, indeed, it's me, Katie Kiefer from the Heritage Radio Network, host of Straight No Chaser on Sunday afternoons. And in the studio with us today, I'm really excited to be able to introduce Jane Daniels-Lear, who was the former senior articles editor at Gourmet Magazine and is now the features director at Martha Stewart Living. But Jane, you're kind of a legend, I got to say. You've been in the business a long time.
I don't know who you've been talking to.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. And now you are working for, you've been writing for the Wall Street Journal, the Times, Garden Design, Zenchilada.com. What do you not do? And what else
and
are
cookbooks.
You contributing to? You've been, well, of course, the Gourmet Cookbook goes without saying. Issues, there were two, actually, right?
There were two Gourmet Cookbooks.
The first one that was more than 1,000 recipes, and then you had a second one.
Uh-huh. The Gourmet Green Book.
Yeah.
And then I also co-authored a book with Chef Lloyd Cardoz, the chef
One Spice, Two Spice, American Food, Indian Flavors.
I'm a huge fan of Lloyd Cardoz. He's such a great guy
brilliant.
And such a great chef. I mean, amazing.
Working with him was a masterclass.
I bet it was.
Yeah.
I'm actually totally jealous because I love Indian cooking and I do a lot of it. And
I'll make sure you get a copy of that book.
Oh, thank you, Jean.
She was hoping you'd ask.
Yeah, I was. Because I would have if you hadn't offered it. Now, you also write a food advice column for TakePart.com, which is the digital arm of the company that produced the film Food, Inc.
And also, they were a co-producer of Lincoln.
No kidding!
Yeah. They've done a lot of amazing, amazing films.
Two wonderful films.
Yeah. And it's really fun because the audience is younger. They're, you know, college age into their 20s and 30s, generally speaking. So it's just a different audience for me, and I'm having a wonderful time. They're interested in just about everything from sort of how to chop an onion to you know,
where to buy your groceries.
Well,
how to
and
source.
Also really these very, very, you know, critical important topics of our day. So it's been pretty fascinating.
Do they ask you questions about genetically modified organisms?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Please direct them to my radio show, since that's what I do.
Absolutely.
And you should come on the show and talk about it.
Oh, I would love that.
Okay, well, now that we're done promoting me, let's talk about the Roger Smith Cookbook Conference.
The Roger Smith Cookbook Conference is a great topic. It just, and you, excuse me, Jane, you just happened to be on the panel, From Kitchen Stove to Printed Page, Building a Recipe. So how are we going to build a recipe at the Roger Smith Cookbook Conference?
I think it's a really fascinating topic because recipe writing has changed so much over the years. You know, you look at a real oldie but goodie like Elizabeth, you know, Eliza Acton
or Elizabeth David
or Fanny Farmer, and there is a great body of presumed knowledge. People knew what it meant to cream butter. People knew what it meant to scald milk, and people don't know what that is anymore. So the words have to be different. On the other hand, I really think we're reading differently these days because people are using their iPads and their phones to cook from. So I think given the whole digital revolution, it's been a game changer in some ways. I think how people, they read faster, they read in different little sound bites. This is completely non-scientific, by the way. It's just my observation. So it's going to be really it's going to be a fascinating panel. I can't wait to be there.
So I can't wait to listen to this. This is an incredible topic, and one in which I teach and which I'm always feeling guilty about because I don't know what the latest trends are. Now, historically, a recipe was relatively simple. You had the list of ingredients, and then you had
the
directions.
Well, you didn't even have
now,
a list of ingredients.
Well, no,
I meant
the last 50 years. So
yeah, I mean,
since Fanny Farmer.
Exactly.
So, I mean, that was at least traditionally part of the American cookbook. So is this changing at all now, and what's new?
Well, I think if people are looking at a recipe on an iPad app, for example, and they see an unfamiliar ingredient, they can touch it and go through to a little glossary and find out exactly what a sheet of nori is, or bonito flakes, or something
on some culinary apps, you can press it, you can watch somebody, you can see it.
Yeah. You can see it. You can do everything.
And I'm sure they'll have commercials coming up where you can acquire it if you don't have it.
Well, exactly.
Who's writing those apps?
Well, the one I'm most familiar with is the one that Martha Stewart does, and I've sort of done a little bits and pieces on all on a number of apps for them, and you know it's just sort of a it's the magazine and they're also we have a whole digital department.
Mm-hmm.
Who does that sort of thing.
Incredible. So, I mean, I think that's amazing. Like, we were talking with our earlier guest about the fact that people still love to have a book. But
yes.
I'm not so sure that that is really with the nuts and bolts of it. I think people like to get books as kind of something to read next to the bed or, you know, something that you sort of peruse through maybe for inspiration. But when mm-hmm. it comes to the nitty-gritty, when you're in the kitchen or, in the more importantly, in the grocery store, where you're going to really look for recipes is on,
right.
Your,
right.
on your cell phone or on your iPad. And
yeah.
I think that does create a whole different type of relationship
mm-hmm.
to
mm-hmm.
the way you're going to cook and how you approach shopping for your home.
Exactly.
So you want to talk a little bit about how what you see at Martha Stewart as opposed to what it was like at Gourmet, say 15 years ago before this was, you know, the norm as opposed to, you know.
Well, I do say being able to, you know, like call up something like Epicurious and look at a recipe to use as a shopping list is brilliant because I can do that on the way home. And hit the grocery store and not forget the cilantro.
Right. Yeah, who hasn't done that?
You know, or something completely obvious.
Also, a new direction, at least that I've noticed in cookbooks, the cookbooks, the recipes are telling a story. In other words, there's a preamble. My grandmother used this recipe for 10 years before she began to do this, and
exactly.
here's what I've done with this. And it's not just the, here's the mechanics and the nuts and bolts
exactly.
of how you put something together, but here's part of my history or part of my story or part of somebody's story. And
exactly.
it seems to me that there's more to that, at least in published
There is more of that, and sometimes it's compelling, and other times you think, I don't care.
I'm telling you, when I want to look up the nuts and bolts, I go right to the Joy of Cooking from like 1956.
Nuts and bolts are different, but what you pointed out, Katie, what you pointed out earlier is exactly, I take the cookbook and I go to bed with it,
right.
and I'm not there in
it's
the kitchen using it. I'm looking at it, and I want to read it, and I may get some ideas on how to cook, but not a lot. I mean, that's not the function of at least
right.
many of the cookbooks
mm-hmm.
that I acquire.
Yeah, definitely. They're really about the narrative.
It's about a narrative.
Exactly.
As opposed to
exactly.
the mechanics.
And I also think there is something to having a cookbook with those sauce stains in it. You know, your mother's copy of Joy of Cooking and, you know, notations in her handwriting. I don't think the longing for that is ever going to go away.
Well, it's good news for the cookbook publishing industry.
Yes.
Because I know they've been taking a beating with all this electronic stuff.
Well, you know, it just strikes me on the way over here. I was my frenzied dash across town. I was thinking about the fact that it really has never been. There's never been a more interesting time to eat and cook in America than right now, with all of these diverse influences and you've got so many international ingredients that have made it to mainstream grocery stores. I mean, the Savannah Piggly Wiggly is my sort of go-to. If it has made it to the Piggly Wiggly, then it is no longer a specialty ingredient.
Right. I agree with you.
You know, soy sauce, who thinks of that as
Or lemongrass, which was unheard of
exactly.
20 years ago or
yeah.
maybe 25
or
now.
Or fish sauce. Yeah.
Yeah, fish sauce. I mean, yeah. all of these things, they have an international aisle in virtually every grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
It is really remarkable how that has changed. And I have to say that I give credit to the Food Network for much of that development of
yes.
interest in the international cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
They really brought so many different types of ethnic cooking into the United States and into people's homes.
And speaking mm-hmm. about international cuisine, Indian cookery is a fascinating history, particularly in New York, when there's never been a particularly large Indian community here. But the restaurants, I was looking at, historically looking at, I couldn't find an Indian named restaurant prior to World War II.
Oh, how interesting.
And yet, of course, within 25 years, all of a sudden, you have Indian restaurants all over the place, and it's
yeah.
not just an Indian restaurant. now we have South Indian restaurants, mm-hmm. and we're now using restaurants from this place and from that, or recipes from this place, mm-hmm. and that place.
Well,
and
now so, they're white tablecloth restaurants, as opposed to when we used to, when we were kids, we'd go down to 6th Street,
yeah.
and you thought it was like the old Chinese restaurants on the Upper West Side, where it was all one big kitchen underneath the street, and they were just shooting it down the pipeline to various different storefronts. I mean, it's really evolved into
that's
a very
changed
fancy
a lot.
Thing.
Yeah. It has, and they and I think sort of with access to ingredients.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also I think the growth of that whole neighborhood out in Jackson Heights, mm-hmm. where if people have not made a trip out, a Hajj, to Patel Brothers grocery store,
oh, exactly.
you have not lived yet in New York, because it is just such an amazing experience, mm-hmm. to see that. You really are truly getting a slice of India, much mm-hmm. more so than Kalustian's or any of the other specialty mm-hmm. stores here.
So what's in the future for Jane Lear's?
Golly, I don't know. I'm still I'm still settling in at Martha Stewart Living. I've freelanced there for ever since Gourmet closed, sort of off and on. And I finally sort of hopped on full-time, and it's been really, really fun. There are some extremely talented people there. And actually, to tie it back to cookbooks, the first freelance job I took there was with in the books department for that wonderful American food book.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
And today, we just got an email. The latest cookbook, the latest Martha Stewart cookbook called Meatless, is out today, and it is the, 78th book that Martha Stewart has published.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
The woman is
yeah.
tireless.
Yeah.
She is really amazing. And talk about being right on trend.
Uh-huh.
Really.
I think her first cookbook was the first cookbook published in America that had color photography in it, which, of course, was phenomenal at the time.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, she's always been one step ahead of the rest
exactly.
of us. So.
Exactly. And the 30th anniversary of Entertaining was December the 13th.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
God, it's hard to imagine that much time has gone by.
It was really, when you think back, it flew by.
You were only three at the time,
yeah.
Katie.
My entire career, actually. Yeah, no,
And I remember when that book came out, and it was
too.
A real, real game changer.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I scraped up my pennies for that, because I was uh-huh. just starting in the culinary industry at that time, and I was working as a caterer, and that Entertaining book was my Bible for many years thereafter.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was huge for me. I really learned a lot from her, especially about presentation.
Mm-hmm. Jane Lear's will be on the panel, From Kitchen Stove to Printed Page, Building a Recipe, at the Roger Smith Cookbook Conference, scheduled for February 7th through 9th here at the Roger Smith Hotel. And we have a website, cookbookconf.com. I'll get it right yet, Katie.
Yes, you
got
will.
You got to get in there and help me.
Let me do that one.
I'll let you do that one. So, Katie, what is the website again
for
the conference?
The website is www.cookbookconf.com, and that's CookBookConf, as in Frank.com. I hope that door didn't just slam in my F. But anyway, you can find the schedule, you can see the lineup of all of our panelists, and more importantly, you can buy tickets. So sign up now. If you sign up before January 15th, then you get a discounted price on the registration fee. So I urge you to do that. We do have an absolutely astonishing set of people coming to talk about cookbooks and about the culinary traditions of the United States and beyond. Over this period of February 7th through 9th. So
Jane Lear's is one of 119 other panelists who will be on 31 different panels and 4 workshops. And we think it's a really good cross-section of American publishing, writing, historical research, academics, and bloggers,
blogging,
and website
news.
Producers.
Amazing.
And you name it, they're going to be at the conference. And we look forward to the conference. And now, less than a month away.
That's right.
It's always a great party.
That's
I have
right.
to tell you.
Now we're talking serious business.
That's
now.
Right.
All right.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, Jane. And we'll be broadcasting
this,
to promote the conference. And I know people, when they see your name and hear your voice, they'll be looking to sign up right away.
Oh,
so thanks for joining
us
today.
Thanks for listening to this interview. Visit heritageradionetwork.org for the complete set of recordings from the Roger Smith Hotel.